This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for today.
Happy birthday!
Drake took over a Miami hotspot to celebrate his 36th in style. Collaborators 21 Savage, Lil Baby, and DJ Khaled were just a few of Drake's friends to turn out for the 11-time Hot 100 chart topper's birthday.
No matter where you go in life, man, everything's personal. Shout out to everybody here tonight.
Drake celebrated at Sexy Fish in Miami, but got the restaurant to rebrand as Sexy Gal for the night. Champagne Poppy treated partygoers like Love Island's Genevieve and Emily to fake cash with Drake's face on it and real cash in the form of $5,000 gift cards, Chanel bags, a Rolex, or just 10K straight out the bank. You're getting gifts at somebody else's birthday? This is genius. But the best gift Drake could ask for is this beautiful message from his son, Adonis.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
Happy birthday, Drizzy. Can't wait for the new album.
I'm 32, so we're considered geriatric pop stars.
No, I don't think so.
They start trying to put us out to pasture at age 25. Yeah. I'm just happy to be here.
Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer.
Taylor Swift is keeping to that schedule she revealed last week, while at the same time already selling over a million copies of Midnight. According to initial reports to Luminate, Tay's 10th offering has already earned more than 1.2 million equivalent album units in the US alone. Slay! So she must be about to hit the road, right?
On Monday night, the pop star stopped by The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, where the late night host asked Taylor if there was a tour in the works.
When it's time, we'll do it.
And right on schedule, at the stroke of midnight on Tuesday, Taylor dropped the video for Bejeweled, and it is star-packed. The Cinderella-inspired video sees Jack Antonoff playing the prince, along with cameos from Laura Dern, the Haim sisters, and Dita Von Teese. According to the schedule, Taylor is off to London next.
The music community mourns the loss of beloved comedian, Emmy-winning actor, and hilarious social media sensation Leslie Jordan. But the joy he brought us all lives on. I love him, tweeted Cardi B, something we can all agree with. Leslie, who passed at the age of 67, was known for his work as Beverly Leslie in Will and Grace.
But it's just so hard to say out loud.
Oh, for God's sake, don't cry.
Karen, this may come as a great shock to you. But I'm a homosexual.
And starring alongside Maya Bialik in Call Me Cat.
Great job, Phil. You sure know your way around a ball.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
But perhaps one of his greatest imprints is his hilarious and lovable personality on social media that kept us all entertained throughout the pandemic with skits.
Cardi B's new song, WAP, WAP, W-A-P, that's an acronym. Oh.
And dancing. Demi Lovato posted, "My sweet Leslie, your smile and personality lit up the room when I met you. I'm so glad we remain friends." Last year, Jordan added to his list of accomplishments when he released the album, Company's Comin', a collection of traditional hymns. The project featured Dolly Parton. In a statement obtained by Billboard, she said, "Well, I am as hurt and shocked as if I have lost a family member. Leslie and I had a special bond. I think the world felt they had a special bond with him." That couldn't be more true. We'll miss you, Leslie.
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.